T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Apply.
Hey, it's Mont. Created to rival the country's most prestigious golf clubs, Pine Hills Golf Club is New England's premier daily fee golf course. Conveniently located in Plymouth, Pine Hills Golf Club is spectacular. Set on over 300 acres of rolling hills, rated the number one public golf course in Massachusetts by Golf Week. Pine Hills is also home to the only 2 5-star golf courses in New England. To make your tee time, call 508-209-3000 or visit pinehillsgolf.com. Pine Hills Golf Club, bringing world-class daily fee golf to New England.
Looking for a place to watch the game? Visit the Nines for happy hours from 3 to 6 and 8 to close every Monday through Friday at the bar. They have $5 appetizers and great drink specials. The 99, always the real deal.
Wake up with Mutt and Callahan, weekdays 5:30 to 10. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A Radio.com sports station.
Let's have a look at the WEEI weather map. Cloudy with temperatures in the 60s, and as you can see right here, there's some rain moving our way, and we might get some later this afternoon. The weather is brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. You may have money waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com. Go to FindMassMoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. FindMassMoney.com. Fast, easy, and free.
With a My Big Y digital account, you can receive personalized offers, browse the weekly ad, create shopping lists, and more. Just download the My Big Y app or visit BigY.com today to create your digital account. Save time and money and make shopping easier.
Are you ready?
It's afternoons with OMF.
Runner goes on 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out letter high. Rick now with 8 strikeouts tonight.
The Red Sox make it 6 straight victories.
Just playing good baseball.
Guess who's back?
Red Sox.
It's the middle of June, for crying out loud, and the Patriots all of a sudden have to worry about losing Caserio.
There's really nothing higher on my list than the storyline tomorrow.
Pretty clear that Nick Caserio wanted that Texans job.
Tried to recruit Nick Caserio.
Patriots had to lawyer up and file the tampering charges against the Texans.
Who? Pound. Hey,
we're getting to Kyrie Irving.
We should just say that Kyrie ruined their plans.
Kyrie ruined their plans on like multiple levels.
Yeah, who cares?
I think Kyrie Irving, the best option for him is the place that he wants to be at.
Well, thank you.
Right now.
Can I switch gears with you for? Because I have a question.
Hey, ma'am, how's that grill?
Let's stay focused here.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
This could be a rough day today for one Lou Maloney.
Why?
What a great day for Lou Maloney. The Red Sox are back.
Al Horford.
They have a huge,
Al Horford has declined to exercise his $30.1 million out. Of course, all of the green.
It's been real. It's been fun.
Yeah. See, the Green Team Resort.
I wish him the best.
The Green Team Resort is saying, don't worry about it. Al loves the Celtics. Al wants to stay here.
Sure.
Al's doing all the little things behind the scenes to make sure he gets this deal done. But I would be concerned that you might lose your guy out of jail.
I would give my good friend, Al Horford, some advice.
Yep.
Leave.
Wow.
Leave.
The ship is sinking? Is that what you're telling him?
Like, I love it. You're so right, Glenn. I mean, you read these articles, and it's like, you know, Al Horford has been pretty vocal about, you know, wanting a chance to win a championship.
What's up, guys?
But he really enjoys working with these kids. Well, which is it?
You can't have both.
Al Horford wins, okay? That's what I've been told forever. The proof is in the pudding. He's a winning player.
But he's never won anything.
He needs to go.
Oh, in college he's won.
Yes.
Let's give him that.
So he needs to go on a very good team. Take whatever they can give him. They're not going to be able to give him max because he's no longer that player. Take what you can get, Al, and go to a team and contend because you'll be a valuable piece to a winning team. Will he help develop these young kids? Yes. Why would he stay here?
I don't know.
Why would he stay here?
I don't know.
3 years, 60, 65. Why would he stay here the next 3 years?
The first thing I would think of, he's opting out. Why wouldn't he use that as leverage over the Celtics' head to sit there and say, I tell you what, boys, I can take my $31 million right now, and then I can still at age 34 next year go out as a free agent and make good money. Or you guys can give me a 3-year deal for, let's say, $72 million, and we're in. And instead, he just walks away from the $31 million. I'm with you. I think there's a chance he's going to look elsewhere and sit there and say, does anybody want to pay me 3 years, $72 million, where I can finally win a ring?
And regardless of what you think about him or what everyone thinks about him, whether he's worth the money or not based on his rebounding and his points and
40,
all that other
45
stuff.
A year.
Yeah. Jesus. Can you imagine what a kick to the you-know-what if, on top of everything else that has happened over the last 2 days, that Al Horford decides, you know what, I'm gone also. The glue is gone.
It would hurt.
The heart and soul of your team
it would hurt.
Is gone. Now what?
Who does all the little things?
Oh, forget. I mean, really, because you can say he does. He does.
And he does. He's a good player.
Yeah,
he's a good
player. Yeah, but he'll be more valuable for another team that is just missing one piece, and that would be him.
Yeah.
And I would say I'd take $5 million less after all the money I made here with the Celtics and with Atlanta.
But I tell you what, if you're a Celtics fan, for other reasons, right? Everybody wants him to be here for 3 years, $65 million, whatever it is, right? Just because they love him, he's a great player and everything else. You need his contract. That's what you need if you're a Celtics fan. You need this contract for the next 2 or 3 years because in a couple of years, you're going to need the only way you're going to be able to do it is through a trade. And you're going to need someone on your team making 23. Because Hayward's got 1 year left. He might opt out as well. Who knows what happens there? The only way you're getting better is because you're not going to be able to do it with, $6, $7, $8 million deals. You need you need that contract so you can trade it in a couple years.
Here's the other thing. So if you're Al Horford and, okay, maybe you go, maybe they just want to re-sign me. I'm going to opt out. We're going to do the good deal. And they're just going to trade me in a year. So instead of going someplace where I don't want to go, let me get ahead of it and just bail and sign someplace where I know I'll be there for 3 years.
Correct. I don't think he's coming back.
He can dictate it now. He won't be able to dictate it if he signs a 3-year deal, let's say. And 2 years from now, they're sitting there and a team wants an expiring contract. And as Lou said, you got a big one here. Boom.
And I say that money that's a realistic. He'll get that amount of money. He'll get 3 years, $60 million, maybe $70
million. I agree.
Because he's just so consistent, and you can count on him. And he's every coach's wet dream because he always is always in the right spot, always says the right thing, and you never have to worry about him.
Al Horford silencing the haters.
And maybe some of his work ethic rubs off of some of the younger players or makes the older players who are kind of lost a little bit better.
I'm confused, though. Because, and I saw Lou was on last night. He was on NBC Sports Boston, and Abby and the Green Teamers.
A lot of green.
Do you notice that Lou, instead of interacting with a lot of these people, he looks at the floor?
Is
there something on the floor that's shining?
Why is that?
I don't know. I notice he's like,
should I get new laces for these shoes?
I think at night I was on with like Tomasi and DJ, and they were both in agreement with each other about how this team's going to be better next year.
The Celtics.
Which team?
Yeah. Celtics. So I just sort of sat there, and I could have very easily just went to break, and I was just like, I can't take it. And I just exploded. I'm like, you guys are both nuts. You know what I mean? And then, because I could have just, it's TV, toss to some segment or whatever, but I was like, I can't let it go.
I can't sit here
and think that they're going to be better. There's a huge difference between more enjoyable and better.
Yeah. It's time now for Lou and I to hit a walk-off.
Because to me, better is looking at that team last year and saying, you know what? If Gordon Hayward can figure, last month of the season, be more consistent, if the switch that Kyrie keeps talking about happens, they could actually make a run, regardless how bad it has looked. They got enough talent to do it. Next year, you won't have enough talent to flip a switch.
But you'll have a lot of ifs still.
But it won't be like, hey, if this guy can take his game to another level, but even if he takes it to another level, it's still not good enough.
There's no level that's good enough.
They're filled with it's a team of ifs. You said it. Here's the thing. We keep talking about Gordon Hayward. I keep forgetting that he's actually on the team. He was such a no-show last year and such a disappointment. Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, injury, blah, blah, blah. But even in January, February, March, it just never, ever materialized that he was so mentally beat up that he just needed the season to be over and just to see if he could regain any sort of just production. That is what we're looking at.
But these Celtic fans, they move the goalpost every single day. So 2 days ago, screw Kyrie, get him out of here. And then, of course, Anthony Davis, we don't want him. We got the cute little kids, and that's what we want. And so they were happy, apparently, yesterday that the Davis deal fell through for Boston, went to L.A. Kyrie is out of here. He's not even talking, apparently, to the Celtics. And then today I'm reading all of these columns from the guys that are covering the team, and they're talking about how Boston is interested in Bradley Beal. wait a minute. The same Bradley Beal that's on that dysfunctional Washington Wizards team that they really need about three shrinks to go in there and clean that whole operation
up.
That is looking for a new general manager
now. Look at what he did once John Wall went down. He scored more points.
Of course he did, because nobody else was able to score.
Like when you're the
only
option.
Somebody's got to score. And so his numbers last year are phony. They're fake. And so these are the same Celtic fans that I'm listening to yesterday say, it's much better, addition by subtraction.
This argument is a sham.
So you take Kyrie out, and then you got all of the kids. And the first thing I'm thinking of, Bradley Beal took more shots last year than Kyrie Irving did. So you're bringing in somebody that's going to give fewer shots now to the other guys. But here's the biggest problem with it, with that deal. If you go get Bradley Beal, he's Washington's best player right now. I mean, who knows about the health of John Wall? And so apparently you're going to give up. This is the deal. Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and a protected draft pick for Beal, or it could be Smart, Jaylen Brown, and two future first rounds as an alternative trade.
Wait a second. Why would they sit there and downgrade? So they wouldn't give up Tatum for Anthony Davis, yet they would give him up for Bradley Beal? Like, how do we make that shift? How do we go from no to Anthony Davis, to Bradley Beal?
I don't even understand why Bradley Beal's even being discussed.
I don't either.
Because it's a name, and he's got a good contract. Is it 2 years left, $55 million?
Still big money. He's 28 a year.
Yes!
I mean, I just don't understand it. Like, where they're at right now, I don't know. So what are you going to do? You're going to upgrade? What, Jaylen Brown? Bradley Beal? And you got to give up. I mean, like you said, these deals. It was, you know, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and a Memphis pick
for a top five player.
Nobody wanted to do that for Anthony Davis.
Right.
They want to do it for Bradley Beal. Why? Because you missed out on Anthony Davis. I thought everybody was happy with the kids. And what are you going to do? You're gonna Bradley Beal on the court. Like, how are you going to get him? You got to give up one of those kids, because sure as hell not going to Beal with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Gordon Hayward.
I mean, why are we wasting our time?
And by the way, he's got
this.
2 years left in his
deal. 2 years left in his deal.
Oh, okay, yeah. But we don't want to do it for Anthony Davis for a year, but we'll do it for Bradley Beal for two?
Right.
Why are we even discussing Bradley Beal? Let's start talking about maybe a point guard, because you don't believe in Terry Rozier, because you don't want to give him, you know, 4 years at 13, because you don't really know who he is.
Yeah, but if you giving up Tatum for a Michael Conley deal or something like that, I'm not doing that either, guys.
No.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out.
I only wanted to give him up for Anthony Davis.
I thought we were all happy. I thought it was going to be a cute little team that we were going to enjoy next season, and now they're already tinkering with it, and they're already playing around with it. Listen, I'm willing to give up these kids if I can get a top five, top ten player. Bradley Beal is not that. Okay, Michael Conley is going in the other direction. How old is he?
I'll tell
now?
You what, given where this team is headed right now, it's a shame Gordon Hayward had the year that he had, because he would be a guy that's on the trade block.
Yes.
2 years left. I mean, does some team really believe it? Can they go all in and say he'll be turned back into it?
One guarantee.
Guarantee year with an option? You know, so if he was somewhat decent last year, if he was good the second half of the year and proved that he is back, given where this organization goes, when Al Horford decides to leave, he'd be another one I'd ship out. So, but I don't think you can.
You can't trade him now.
No, he's going to own this deal.
And you need him desperately to go out and have a great season next year. And my guess is he is. He's 2 years away from that surgery. Here's the problem. Once he has a really good year next year,
his
value soars again, and he can opt out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good situation. I'm sorry. You can put, you know, all the lipstick you want on the pig. You've got a mediocre team, cute little team. They'll be nice. They'll play hard. But Bradley Beal, I mean, this is what we're doing right now. I just hope Danny does not sit here and just tinker around with just another guy, because a bunch of those guys. Red Sox won yesterday. This was the start of a series against a real good team. They haven't done that this season.
We're the Red Sox.
Red Sox win. So we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Plus this, would you call it disharmony down there in Foxborough? Is that fair to say in the front office? Disharmony, what would we call it?
That's about as good as that can get. Yeah, okay. Sure, let's go
we'll
with disharmony. Let's
but
go
they
with
hate each other quite
but
yet.
Listen, that's more of an opinion, not really a factual story.
We'll have to get to the bottom of it.
I don't know. You read it.
We'll have to get to the bottom of it. We got all of that and your phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
like you said before the game, you didn't want to pitch Workman. Was there anybody else you were going to stay away from?
Sure. That's something. There were a lot of guys. A lot of red in my card. So, oh, you saw it. So, people think it's short. I think it's just limited because those guys, they got good stuff, you know, matchup-wise. Brew makes sense with a lot of those guys, and obviously Brazier was fresh, so we went with him. But sometimes I made the mistake saying short, and it's not short, it's just limited.
Yeah, kind of the same.
Limited.
Brewer in the eighth, Brazier in the difference. Ninth. That's the combination, right? Because nobody could isn't apparently pitch out of the bullpen last night. Nobody was available.
So limited, that's the other thing. Okay, you see Colton
he
Brewer
shut
in
this
there.
Music off.
You don't like it? It's Bernie Williams.
So what message is it trying to tell me?
You just get through sweeping the Baltimore Orioles. You have the Minnesota Twins, the best team in baseball, coming up. And you walk into that series with Brandon Workman, Matt Barnes, and Marcus Walden all down?
Don't get it.
How does that work?
He's got more than one game. Maybe he's thinking of the last two.
It's simple. They don't have a closer. They don't have a genuine ninth inning. Yes, they're short.
No, they're limited.
Limited short's the same thing.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, the glass is half full for me. For Lou, right. It's half empty.
Okay, it's a cute way of saying we don't have a guy we can depend on in the ninth inning.
People think it's short. I think it's just limited.
So we're going to screw around with that, all right? Yeah. And it worked. And you know why it worked? Because they got...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 solid innings with 4 hits out of Rick Porcello. So can we readdress and go back, take you back to when people got very excited that they had signed Nate Eovaldi. Nate Eovaldi was one of the heroes, even though he lost that extra inning game. He was one of the heroes of the postseason for the Boston Red Sox.
Sure was.
And they got emotional and they said, because he really wasn't that good during the regular season. Even at the end, you're sitting there going, when are you getting out of Eovaldi, right? But he was good in the postseason. Now suddenly they make a decision. They're going to sign him long-term at $17 million a year. And that leaves who out? Rick Porcello.
Yep.
The guy who eats innings. Baseball term, by the way.
I knew that okay? one. That's not a fake
so
one.
He'll give you 30-plus starts. He'll give you the 200-plus innings. It's rare in baseball. You don't get a lot of guys that can do that. He's won a Cy Young. He's adjusted his entire game now with the launching that they do with his sinker ball, and he can pitch up in the upper part of the zone right now. And he's going to be gone at the end of the season. He's going to be gone, and he would be willing to take a hometown discount. So did they make a mistake?
Of course.
They should cut salary.
Yeah, of course. That was that day that they signed Nathan Eovaldi, that little rant. Because you remember, when they signed Nathan Eovaldi, what caused that rant was that there was actually a story following saying they had to shed payroll now.
They'll
because
just keep
of it.
Spending and spending.
Yeah, but you were concerned about
roster.
The bullpen, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying that report was they were after they signed Eovaldi, that now the Red Sox may need to shed and trading Xander Bogaerts was one of the options.
Right.
So I was against it. And as you can see, I think they got a bargain in his contract. But Nathan Eovaldi, no, they gave Adam Ottavino his money. They're going to move on from Rick Porcello because they gave it to Nathan Eovaldi. And all you keep hearing was he's a big, strong guy. You're concerned about the health of Eovaldi? No, he's a big, strong guy. Eovaldi's been a big, strong guy his whole life. He's always been a big, strong guy. You know, he's always been hurt.
Yeah.
He's never been able to give you innings. Like I said, what that signing represented was him replacing Porcello, which is a joke to think that. I mean, every 2 years, he gives you what Porcello gives you in a season, 33 starts. He can't stay healthy. He won't stay healthy. And even when he is healthy, he's extremely inconsistent. He'll go 7 scoreless, and he'll give up 6 runs in 3 innings against Baltimore.
Yeah.
I hated that signing. I will forever hate that signing.
I took the bait. I swallowed
it. Whole.
Thank you very much. I did because to me it was a different look. I mean, I get the whole consistency part, the injury history. I get that part, but I also thought the timing of it was significant because it seemed like he had turned the corner. Usually guys, big guys, and they struggle with staying on the field and they're hurt and they're not hurt and they're back and they're constantly battling
it. 29.
It seemed like he had finally figured it out. So, and that's why I was like, okay, perfect. Great timing by you. Strike while the iron's hot. Thank you, Rick Porcello. Well, let somebody else pay you all that money.
I mean, really, he was like Joe Kelly.
Evaldi was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really was. I mean, in a shorter period of time. He was absolutely outstanding the first two starts, like Kelly was in his first month and a half. Then he was so bad in his next three or four starts that they actually took him out of the rotation. You know, and then they just said, okay, maybe we'll put you back in because we're playing the Yankees in the first round, if you remember. Who's going to start versus the Yankees? Well, because it was the Yankees and he had dominated them twice, they started Evaldi. And he got hot, just like Joe Kelly. I mean, it was the same thing. The only difference is they were smart enough to pat him on the ass and send him out to California. And this guy,
yeah, but nobody they cried for him Joe with $17 million. Nobody cried for Joe Kelly.
No, because
in LA.
He was
they cried for Evaldi.
He was inconsistent.
When grown men cry for baseball players, Lou,
just like this guy,
it means something.
So what they're left with what did he say? Limited bullpen. So I'm going to sit there and watch Josh Smith try to close a game, and Colton Brewer. You go 7 innings, 1-0 against the best team in baseball. 7 innings. 1-0 game, and the first guy out of the bullpen in a huge series to lock down this W is Colton Brewer, who you just recall from AAA, and you sent down because he couldn't throw strikes.
I was shocked.
Curveball, great curveball. That's the first guy we got coming up ready for this Wago.
Correct.
Brazier closing it
up. Top of the lineup.
Hello.
Top of the lineup, right? Was it top of the lineup?
Yeah, it was 9-1-2. Hello.
Cora should look upside his butt and grab the horseshoe out of it because that eighth inning was unbelievable. The fact that he got out of that jam, Brewer did, without giving up any runs is miraculous.
Well, they bunted for some reason. Yeah. Jorge Polanco leads the league in
hitting. Their best hitter, yeah.
332. Two men on, nobody out. And Rocco, for some reason, looks out there and sees that guy on the mound and says, yeah, We're going to put a bunt and give him an out?
Don't you think they overthought it a little bit? Hey, we just want to move the runners around.
Two men on, they wanted to move them both up in a scoring position, right? They had no outs,
the best hitter on the mound with the inexperienced guy
who's
visibly crapping himself on the mound. You gave him an out.
He went old school. He went old school and he said, well, you got no outs, right? There were no outs. Got men at first and second. Let's move him up and then we're going to score two runs because the next guy's going to get a hit. And a single, that's all we need.
But even though they got into, I don't know who got in a pickle, but the guy, whoever was on second, didn't, it was a scope? Didn't end up. Whoever's on second didn't end up going
Kepler.
To third. Yeah,
should have went
so
to third.
So you're sitting there going,
there.
Okay, you just wasted an opportunity.
Yeah.
And they get out of that inning with zero runs.
Yeah, they were lucky.
Zero runs.
They were lucky.
Don't give me this. They're back, Christian Vasquez. Don't give me that. Berrios is a freaking stud. Porcello went toe to toe with them.
Well,
amazingly.
That was a good win, though.
It was a great win.
I mean, that was in Baltimore. They needed to beat a team, a good team, and they did it last night. But it's just, you know, I feel like the last week, whether it's Travis Lakins, Josh Smith, Colton Brewer, Josh Taylor, Mike Schworen.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Bobby Pointer, who's back down. Marcus Walden, Ryan Brazier. I mean, they've got Workman and you've got Barnes.
What do you mean back down? They go down every other day.
And Velasquez comes up and it's like, oh, the bullpen's now solidified.
Embry's throwing the ball well.
Really?
Here's what's a shame about all of this. If you could take two out of three here, and Lou was running down the schedule before we got on the air, taking you up to the All-Star break. You got a pretty easy schedule. You got a couple games over in London against the Yankees, but other than that, you're playing the stiffs of the league, okay? The Torontos and Chicago, you're not playing anybody good. So you get an opportunity to get right back into this thing by the All-Star
and
break.
And you got Price versus Pineda tonight.
Right.
You beat their stud last night. Right. You're going to miss Odorizzi, who's throwing it well.
Correct.
You should take game two here tonight.
Well, what do we get for Price? Do we get the Price we had the other night?
Oh, you should. Yeah. Listen, and if your bats swing it, they can hide your bullpen like they did Sunday, you know, out in Baltimore.
Yeah, but you can't continue to do this.
Well,
you can't continue to hide the bullpen.
And if they can for the next 3 weeks, by the All-Star break, they're going to be a game out of first. By the All-Star break, they're going to have the first wild card. By the All-Star break. You see the schedule?
Yeah, he was saying it. It was easy.
I mean, after this, they got Toronto and the White Sox, two with the Yankees, Toronto and Detroit. Meanwhile, the Yankees got like eight with Tampa, or seven, six more. They got, I think Tampa's got Houston. They got Houston. Tampa's got Texas, Minnesota. Like, Tampa and New York have that schedule. You've had the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you've got nothing. You take care of business the next 2 or 3 weeks before the break, you'll either be in first or a game out. And they absolutely can, if they can swing it.
Well, I was just going to say.
They got to hide that bullpen, boy. They got to hide it.
But you can't hide it forever.
They got to hide it.
There's got to be an end point here. There's got to be a point where you sit there and say, because you just brought it up. You can hit against these bad teams, and you can cover up that bullpen, but you can't do it against the good team.
But that's who they're facing
yes,
right now.
But you can't get fooled over the next 3 weeks, even if you get back into it. You can't sit there and say, we're good. We're good. We'll get to the postseason, and we'll scramble around. We'll use starters out of the bullpen. You need to get yourself another arm, a significant arm in that bullpen.
I think they know that. The question is, do they need two? You know, but no, they But again, Sunday, right? It's 3-3. Devers hits a bomb to make it 4-3. And you're watching the game going, okay, please don't stop. I mean, 4-3 ain't good enough. You got Josh Smith out there ready to close it out. You know, they got a bunch of 4A guys out here throwing big innings.
This game,
the fact that they got out of the eighth without any issues, and even the fact
that they ended, with Bogarts, base hit.
And so they end up even getting an insurance run. So they gave it 2-0 and they get out of it.
They need to do a lot more of that.
If they end up just completely just pooping the bed in that eighth inning, which is what should have happened, they should not have gotten out of that inning with no damage.
So I'll take it.
I know, but it just all it does is it attempts to put lipstick on a pig. So what you hear is, of course, say it's limited. What you hear is say, hey, bullpen by committee. Again, it's all code for we don't have enough.
No, people think it's short.
Okay, we're getting by until we do.
It is short, and he knows it. I mean, he's got two guys he likes. Barnes and Workman getting big league hitters out.
I think it's just limited.
But again, not his problem. Not his. It's like he's not the one, you know, making trades or supplying the players. All he's doing is coaching them up.
Well,
all he's doing is managing.
Unless he told Dave, we're good.
David Dombrowski.
I mean, I heard Dombrowski say the other day, you know, our bullpen is not as bad as people are saying. Mm. These guys are actually performing. And here's the sad part. Mm. He's right.
Let's break it down a little bit.
Ninth inning. No, but I'm just saying he's right because right. Barnes is, I think he's having a good year. Workman has been very, very good. Walden's come out of nowhere.
Okay, still trust.
Workman's come out of, so he's got guys throwing the ball well that have come out of nowhere. And it's still not good enough. So what does that say about when the whole thing started? Did they just expect everyone to be outstanding? That everyone was going to turn.
I'll give you, it's still light,
and they are performing.
I'll give you this: based on the names that are out there, the individuals that are out there, they're probably doing as well as you could expect at this point. They're just not good enough. That bullpen is not good enough. If you're talking about challenging to win the division or actually doing some damage in the postseason, and I'll leave the postseason out of it because I'll give them credit. Last year, they figured out how to do it because you couldn't depend on Kimbrel in the postseason last year. They patchworked around it. All right, we get to your phone calls coming up next. Celtics and the Red Sox both on the board. We start with them, and then we'll get into some of the stuff that's going on with the Patriots. So is it fact? Is it opinion? Does Nick Caserio want to be there, not be there? We'll get into all of that as well. 617-779-7937.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Jeez, where's the music? I'm over here venting about the fact that they're going to trade freaking Xander Bogaerts. And you're sleeping back there.
It's Nathan Evaldi's fault.
$17 million.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For Nathan Evaldi, I want everybody right now to call in and tell me again why you had to do it, Lou. It's $17 million. It's not your money. What do you care? It's only $17 million. They can spend all they want. There's no salary cap. They'll just keep spending and spending. It'll have no effect on this roster. And now you're talking about trading a 25-year-old freaking shortstop who with 23 bombs drove in 100? 25-year-old shortstop? Oh, I got an idea.
Don't you
why don't you keep freaking Nathan Evaldi's ass? Pat him on the back and say, you know what? Go to New York. He's going to be awesome in April and May. He won't be there in September. We're not going to worry about him. How about not sign Nate? How about that? There's your cut salary. $17 million. Now you got to cut salary? Oh, I remember game three. Oh, what a horse. What, mate?
So did they make a mistake signing Nate Eovaldi? And here's Rick Porcello. Pitched a gem in a game you
sure did.
Needed to win out of the first out of the gate in a three-game series against maybe the best team in the American League. And he goes out there and gives you seven unbelievable innings. And the other thing I would say about him is, and he'll have some bad games, there's no question about it. What, he's 5-6 on the year. Earned run average is, what, 4? Something like that. But the fact is that he'll still be going strong in September.
I think
you don't know about all your guys in September. He'll still be going strong in September. He'll go out there. He's a horse, right?
He's the only guy, health-wise, there is zero concerns with.
Right.
And has been the last 4 years since you had him. You know, like, I wasn't crazy about the extension. I felt like they could have waited, you know, till the end of the year, you know, maybe to extend the guy. But when you look back at it now, 33 starts every year of this contract. Every single year. Price, you're worried about cold. You're worried about carpal tunnel. Sale, you're worried about June, August, September. Erod, you're just always worried.
Probably the weather was a part of it as well.
Eovaldi, the same thing. He can never stay healthy. You just reward him for a good one game, a couple games in the postseason.
Game three. What a
game
horse.
Three. This guy takes the ball every single time.
Yeah, and I would say
he's not going to be here next year, though.
Look at the numbers. You look at what he did. You're just looking at how good Minnesota is offensively.
They're loaded, man.
A 514 slugging percentage as a team. They had hit home runs in 20 consecutive home games, and he flat out went out and just dominated them.
He dealt in that game.
I mean, he just flat out just killed them.
Where every single lefty. See, there's no bottom of the zone crap no more. So we talk about him adjusting.
Right.
He was a sinker baller.
Right.
Sinker slider.
Right.
Well, now he's elevated.
Yep.
This is what they do now. They don't throw the sinker down, the cutter down and into guys. They elevate the cutter. That's an uncomfortable pitch. So they go cutter, top of the zone, the lefties all day long. They couldn't catch up, jamming themselves. He located that. Then he went four-seamer away. Then he went big curveball. That was a thing of beauty last night. And he did get tired. They should have taken him out. Fourth time through the order in the eighth. They should have. But now you moved on.
So what did they do? Did they get?
They can't qualify him at $18.5 million. They're gonna move on from him. No, they can't give him that kind of cash next year.
No, he's gone.
Eovaldi took his money.
No, matter of fact, if anything, Lou, if they start falling apart here, we don't think they're going to. But let's say
they'll be in first place in the All-Star break.
Okay, but let's say they don't. Let's say they don't, and they're sellers. He's the first guy you're selling off.
I would agree.
He's the first guy. So and they made a mistake because they probably got emotional with Eovaldi, and everybody did. You did. You were crying. I remember I was with you at Dodger Stadium.
I was like the rest of the team. I can't believe he's pitched another.
And you said to me, I think they're going to lose this game, and I still love the guy. And that's what people did. He went out there. He was the horse that night. That's why people think he's healthy. They said, how many innings can the guy pitch in this game? And yet, he's not healthy throughout his entire career. That's the biggest problem.
You know why
he
was healthy last year?
He doesn't hold up.
Because he missed April and May.
Yeah, he did. Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, he's never healthy. That was an awful contract.
Yeah.
And I don't care how it ends up. I just don't. Because, again, like you said, Rick Porcello's a guy that probably would have taken like a three-year little extension here. And probably less money or the similar money of Eovaldi. And you would have somebody that, at least one guy that can take the ball every fifth day. That's what he's always been. And he could have taken that 17, and he could have got the kid Ottavino out in New York, and he could actually have a bullpen, and he could go closer by committee. You can do it if you got the arms. If people say closer by committee doesn't work, that's a bunch of crap. It can. If you had Ottavino and you had the kid Presley from Houston to go with Workman and Barnes, do I have to name a closer? No. I'll go matchups, but I know I got three or four quality arms to pitch the eighth and ninth, not two, and then want to pitch one in the seventh and just flip a coin in the eighth or ninth. And then you hope that they're available because you've pitched a lot recently and you don't want to burn them out. No, it's crazy that they're actually doing this for like 3 months and actually somewhat succeeding, I would think. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, because of a lot of other factors. And I'll give you one more. Because over the first month and a half and 90 days into the season, Rafael Devers was on pace for, I think, 135 errors or something like that. Talk about a guy that's a quick learner down at third base. Has anybody been watching him lately? I mean, he's been hitting the ball, but defensively, you don't think he's gotten a lot better here in the last month and a half?
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother discussion. I mean, it was because I mean, I battled this one. You know, people saying, who's better, Chavis or Devers?
They wanted him out of the lineup.
I'm like, I'll take the kid. And they're like, yeah, I like Devers, Chavis too. And I'm like, no. Devers is a year younger than Chavis.
Right.
Devers is a year younger than, he's younger than Dahlbeck. He's younger than all these prospects in the minor leagues. And it was, he could play third base. He's made two errors, and one was the other day at a pop-up.
Yeah.
In a windy day, he misjudged. Now, he's a stud. I never thought it would come this quick, but he is what he is, man. He's an absolute stud swinging the bat.
Two things, you know, talk about confidence. You can see it. He's just so much more confident at a young age. And the second one, he's in great shape. This was this was a puffball for a while, okay?
Was it maybe call it baby fat?
Baby fat.
He's 21.
When is he going to shed his baby fat?
Don't be the fat guy. Well, hey, you know what?
He's one cycle away from being shredded.
He is. But usually those guys, they lose the weight and they drift back and they gain the weight again, okay? I'm speaking from experience now. They do that. That's what happens. Devers is kept at, as a matter of fact, I think he looks better now than he did.
I'm a POS.
At the beginning of the season.
He's good.
He looks great.
Good feet, good hands, easy arm.
Talk about superstar. He's going to be a superstar.
Yep, already is.
Yep, he's going to be a superstar. All right, I'm laughing at the Al Horford stuff. Here's another one. Boston diehards. Al Horford is opting out of his $30.1 million player option. He's for sure signing back for less.
Oh, sure.
So the Celtics have more cap space. Al is a big team guy.
Who tweeted that out?
Some random dude. Yeah, well, these are all the Celtics. Yeah, it's all the Celtics.
Let me ask you, Glenn.
He's a big team guy. You're fighting with Father's Day.
Apparently, this guy, you know, once again, you know, probably watches basketball, and all of a sudden now he's like a basketball expert.
He's a basketball guy, Lou.
Basketball genius, basketball something, whatever.
Just basketball guy.
He's got a Twitter thing, whatever. If Al Horford signs back for, say, like $23 million, do they have any cap space?
No. They'd be over the number. The number is 108, 109.
So it doesn't really matter if he takes 40 or 23. They're over. They will be over.
Yeah,
cap space.
Now, here's what it does do. So the luxury tax goes into place at 132.
Yeah, the luxury tax.
All you're doing is you're preventing Wick and the boys from having to pay luxury tax.
So they appreciate that.
See, that's what pisses me off about this in the way that a lot of these bloggers and the websites are writing it up. You have an ownership out here that I'm not questioning. I think this ownership wants to win and wants to win right now, and I believe that's genuine and honest. Mm-hmm. Spend enough time talking to them to believe they want this team to win.
I thought Glenn knew what he was talking about.
Thank you very much, Danny. And I'm also convinced that they have no problem with the luxury tax if they can build a super team. Golden State may end up, if they end up signing both Thompson and Durant, they could go over $300 million. And those owners don't care because it's putting them in a position to win.
So the salary cap is 109.
109, yes.
But they could re-sign all their guys and it would be over 300.
Well, I think
Golden State.
Golden State, yeah. But the Celtics are probably willing to go to 175 if everything worked out here.
And pay the luxury tax. Yeah. They don't mind. But the problem is, as you lose a guy, that's what pissed me off about losing Kyrie. Everybody got all emotional because he was a pain in the ass, and I get all that. He is. But everybody wanted to shed him out of here. What you forgot was, you had the bird's rights there. You could pay him and put him over the cap number. You could give him the max contract.
And he knew that, and he didn't care.
Exactly.
Does not care.
And worst case scenario, you sign that five-year deal, and then you trade him away next year for another guy who's having trouble in another. A Kawhi Leonard, who's having difficulty in San Antonio. You trade him for that guy. That's what you do. Instead, you lose it. But you don't get cap relief money because you need to stay 30 million, 30 plus million below 109 to be able to have that now. So it's all a math problem. Danny has been working on making sure they have the math problem. The ownership has been willing to go well into luxury tax. They don't give a rat's ass. They'll pay it. And all of this is being taken away right now.
So do you believe the whole the newest story on Kyrie, that he was basically essentially ghosting the Celtics, just disappeared, not returning the call? Because yesterday it was like, okay, they're going to meet before the draft. Do you believe the story that he was just ghosting them and that was never an option? Because you're talking about the amount of money that he could be paid. To me, that just floors me. I'm not going to let it go. The fact that he can make so much more money here playing for the Celtics, and yet he's already sold his house. Okay, this house that he owns in Weston.
Yep.
And he just rather go play somewhere else. I need answers on that, because
okay, but I've said
most
this,
people are greedy.
I've said this many times. You've brought up the $50 million, and there's no question, $50 million is an awful lot of money. But I think the way these players look at it, and the way the agents explain it to them, it's irrelevant because you're never going to fulfill the 5 years.
Right, you only want two.
Right. So all we need to do is we need 2 years to get you to the point of being a 10-year veteran, and then we can get you 35%. You're all NBA
player. But it's all
player.
With the same team.
Yes, but
yes, so that's my right. point. So it's right. in the so end, gets 30, long
gets 30% versus 35.
Big picture, it's like you stay here in order to get the most money.
Yes, but they look at it differently in that we're doing a short-term contract. I want to go with a team and other guys that I want to play with, and in the end, I'm going to make close to the same amount of money. After taxes and everything else, it's not going to be that big a deal.
So I'm not turning down 5 years to only get four. I'm going to get two no matter where I go.
Right.
And then I'm cashing in.
And then we're resetting
so
the
no big deal.
Clock all over again. That's how they look at it. It's so different.
And plus, again, I keep going back to it, but I truly believe that, you know, we all know this guy's a different bird. And he is on this expedition of life.
Oh, this, is that what it is? He's an explorer.
Yeah,
Kyrie the explorer?
Yeah, and this journey and this trying to balance life and basketball.
No, you need Dora the explorer.
And
back,
expectations.
Back. He walks around the world with his backpack on.
And yes, and motivation and drive, you know, and there's more to life than just basketball. I've made money. I will make money. But now I'm looking for that next experience to better myself as a human being to be the best Kyrie Irving I can be.
But it's like the NBA's version of Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. He's just you know, doesn't he know he's changing people's lives?
I tell you what, you mock it, and we all joke about it, but when he signs with Brooklyn, there will be a sit-down. And this is what he's going to be talking about.
How he wanted to go on a walkabout?
Yeah, no, this is life. It's about a journey and people telling him, dictating where he can go, where he wants to go, and how he was drafted by Cleveland, and then he was traded to Boston, and I had a choice. And you know, this is what life's about, is making choices. It's going to be like just, you're going to throw up in your mouth.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But I'll tell you what a cowardly way. I think that's all just a shield. Because he doesn't want to get through the truth of it. I mean, what he needs to do is lay on the couch and talk about what the real issue is. That's what he needs to do. Because this whole walkabout, exploration, hey, I want to change people's lives, I don't buy a freaking second of it.
Wait a minute. Based on his beliefs, if he takes one of these walks and he goes 800 or 1,000 miles, isn't he going to fall off the planet? Where does
flat,
he land?
It's yeah, flat, yeah. Exactly. Just hopefully into an abyss of nothingness.
No, you're going to get all that. And you're going to get this whole sob story. I guarantee you, the best part of all of this when all the dust settles.
They used him.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine when all the dust settles and everybody talks and they talk from the hip? They really start speaking exactly what was going on. Because you're getting, you know, dribs and drabs of it right now. But you're not hearing it directly from these guys. You will.
Well, you already heard
you
from...
Will.
You basically, you basically
heard
have Rozier. Already heard
Rozier's
from...
Rozier's the only one
you
really
heard
from.
Well, I mean, Brown probably won't say anything. He's not as dopey and he's not a loose of a cannon. Tatum doesn't say
he's
anything.
He's in Nike chemistry class right now.
Tatum doesn't say anything.
Right. But Rozier's already given it to you, and he didn't do a good job of articulating it.
Who, Rozier?
Yeah, it was not good.
I understood
good.
Him.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I understood him. Yeah. He was basically burning all the bridges, and yeah, he's still going to come
back. And that's the funny thing. Remember that day he was on ESPN and every one of the shows, call after call, is sitting there going, oh, my God, we got to get rid of him. Oh, my God.
We have the first five, and then we had a second five. And
whatever. And you know right
your
now.
Your starting point guard, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're Danny Ainge, you get your arms around Terry Rozier saying, we love you. You know, Scary Terry shirts. We're going to get all those shirts. We're going to get them all made up because they need him right now. And wouldn't it be something if, let's say, the Knicks strike out? What are the Knicks going to do if nobody wants to go there and they're sitting on, what, $70 million? What are they going to do? Could they be the ones that, you know, reach out and offer Terry Rozier $15 million? And if you're Danny Ainge, how do you give Terry Rozier $12, $14, $15 million? Match it. He's yours if you do. How do you do that?
You know, and the thing is, he was a good player 2 years ago who had a good playoff run when they were home.
Yep.
Disappeared. We were on the road in the
Terrible.
Playoffs.
Terrible. And in game seven.
So then last year was a mess for him. Couldn't shoot. Didn't shoot the ball very well. Rust his shot. Like, you know, when he got 20 minutes, he tried to get 35 minutes of shots in just 20 minutes. Didn't shoot the ball well. So if you're Danny, do you really want to go there? 3-14?
I would not go there.
4-13?
No, I'm not
like
going
Marcus
there.
Smart, you went there because you knew what he was.
Right.
You knew exactly what you were getting.
And that was 12.
Yeah, and but you knew what you were going to get from this guy, right? Plus defender, elite defender. You hope the shot can develop. You know, he'll go 0-for-8, maybe, you know, one game, and maybe hit some threes the next, whatever. This guy, you have no clue. I mean, you have no idea.
So how are you going to feel better? Danny may be forced to do that, Lou. He may be forced to sign him if the Knicks or some other team, Phoenix, whatever. If any team out there signs him for 12, 14, 15 million, as I said, Danny may be forced to sign him and then try to deal him from that point, right? Because what do? That you just lose him, you get nothing in return, and who's your point guard next year? Not that he's a true point guard anyway, but you're losing a talent right now, somewhat talented guy. What do if you're Danny? You just let him go and say, okay, you go to the Knicks for $15 million. I think he's going to have to sign him. And once you do that, look at your cap number then. You can't do anything else. Then you'd have to deal him off right away.
When we go out there, I feel like a lot of guys would be mixed up.
This hour brought to you by Audi Norwell, your exclusive Audi dealer on the South Shore. Get 10% off MSRP during their annual Dads and Grad Sale event. Learn more at AudiNorwell.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.